What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? If you're anything like me, you find yourself asking that question in some way when those challenging words of Jesus start to hit home. What have you to do with us? I'm trying to be good, you know, best I can, trying to live a decent life, trying to be nice to people. But you said I'm supposed to forgive 70 times, 7 times. Doesn't that just set me up for being hurt again? You said I'm supposed to turn the other cheek, but I'm going to have pretty raw cheeks if I do that all the time. You said I'm supposed to love my enemies and do good to those who hate us, but I live in Chicago. You said I'm supposed to go sell what I have and give to the poor and follow you, but if I do that, I'm going to be one of the poor. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? We're just ordinary blokes, not martyrs or saints. But remember, that question is diabolical. The way St. Mark tells the story, it was the unclean spirit that posed that question. And it's diabolical because it seeks to preserve the illusion that somehow or other we're in control of our own lives. Sometimes I think we are tempted by the devil to kind of treat Jesus like the IRS. You know how we treat the IRS. I'll do what I have to, but no more than that. I want to keep on to my own. And so we do the same with Jesus. We say, all right, Jesus, I'll take care of what I have to over here, and I'll take care of me over there. This diabolical question arises because the devil likes to divide, likes to separate. The word, very word diabolical means to pull apart. We have that D-I, you know, division, divide. Well, that D-I is in diabolical too. Pull apart, separate. And Jesus came for wholeness. Remember how he gave us the great commandment? You shall love the Lord God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, with your whole strength. And so anything that pulls us apart, anything that separates us, that keeps us apart from God, from one another, that is not of God. And so Jesus gave the only possible response to that question. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Oh, be quiet. You're asking the wrong question. You don't know what you're talking about. I came that you might have life and have it to the full. Come follow me and be free of anxiety. Well, if that's the wrong question, what's the right question? What's the right question? I'm remembering the last couple of weeks we've been being introduced to this initial entry of Jesus into his ministry, and the first thing he does is gather disciples together. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, that first encounter with the disciples, they asked him a question. Not that challenging question, but say, well, where do you live? Where do you live? I want to hang out with you. I want to be with you. I want to chill together. Where do you live? And when Jesus called the two brothers, two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew and James and John, they didn't present their resume. They didn't look for a job description. They weren't asking what the benefits package was look like. They just wanted to hang out with this guy, with this Jesus. You know, the diabolical says, you have come to destroy us. You've come to upset us. You've come to get me out of my comfort zone. You've come to make me change. And Jesus says, oh, be quiet. Be quiet. That's not what I'm about. I'm about us being together. Because if you're going to find the right question, you have to remember that the opposite of the diabolical is the symbolical, right? D-I, separate, S-Y-M, sim means with. You know, so we have symbiosis with life, sympathy, suffering with. And so if we have symbolic existence, we have existence which pulls us together. And that's really what the symbols of the church do. You know, we use that symbol of water to remind ourselves that we're all joined together in that great family of God. We use that symbol of the bread that is broken and the cup that is shared to remind us that earth has been joined to heaven in the great heavenly banquet. We look, use that symbol of a hand of blessing laid to remind us of the power of God that connects us all. And so if we're going to find the right question, we have to say, well, what is it that connects us, that pulls us together, that enables us to find that the distance between heaven and earth, the distance between us and God, the distance separating us from one another, has been closed. By one count, there are 3,300 questions posed in the Bible. So what's the right one? The question the rich young man asked, that's a good question. What do I have to do to gain eternal life? It's a good question, one we could meditate on. You know, how we are connected to God. The question St. Paul asked on the road to Damascus when he was knocked off his horse, who are you, Lord? That's a good question to meditate on. It connected him with all those other brothers and sisters. The question Elizabeth posed when Mary came to greet her, who am I that you should come here? Who am I? It's a good question. Why would God be concerned with me? All good questions, but the question I have been haunted with this week is the one that the disciples asked at the Last Supper. Do you remember they were gathered at the Last Supper? And they said, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? Am I the one who's supposed to reach out to my family and help them in this time when they're going through so much trouble and difficulty? Is it I, Lord? Am I the one who is supposed to connect with my neighbors who are feeling alone and isolated and frightened? Is it I, Lord? Am I the one to use my gifts and talents so that the poor and abandoned will feel God's love and care and concern? Jesus came so that we could find the connections, because he taught us that that's who God is. When we learn that God is by nature a relationship that we call the Trinity, it's a reminder of that relationship is what matters. So on this day, as we hear this message, this invitation, let's remember that each one of us are supposed to be connected with Jesus, not separate, connected. And that connection with Jesus connects us with one another. It connects us with love, connects us with peace, it connects us with joy. Amen.